This is the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. The angel's appearance was like lightning. Their clothing was white as snow. For fear of the angel, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. As he said, come, see the place where he lay, then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him. This is my message for you." And so the women left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. And then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
I invite you to be seated. Emily Dickinson wrote, "Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies, too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children, eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or everyone be blind." The whole truth, all the truth, but tell it slant, Emily Dickinson writes. The whole but slanted truth strikes you sideways in an instant, and in its hearing, doors and windows are open to you unto vistas into a world unlike any that you previously imagined. I was 9 years old, my sister 8, when Mom and Dad told us the truth one morning before school. I walked, lightning struck and stricken dumb, straight into the untrod cavern of the counselor's office. And within 3 days, into a new apartment up on the second floor behind the Chinese restaurant where my dad lived now. What is truth? You might ask, like Pilate did of Jesus. What is truth? Well, the truth is violently bright. Emily Dickinson says it has the power to dazzle so that every man be blind. Blind from tears and confusion. Sometimes, like this week, the truth comes to us cross. Shaped. Jesus' cry upon the cross, my God, why? Have you forsaken me?" This week, as we wrestle with the events of the cross, I and many in our community have had to wrestle with a truth that was not true a week ago. Christian Tyler Thompson is dead at 21 years of age. His family writes in his obituary, "His passing is a painful reminder of the fragility of life." God fully entered into this fragility of life. God forsook godhood and died. And the earth shook and the rocks split as Jesus cried out one last time and breathed his last. God died. Truth. What is truth? You might ask, like Pontius Pilate did of Jesus. What is truth? The truth, when spoken, shifts the earth. Matthew tells it that an angel, a messenger of God, a being created for a pure and beautiful purpose, created for one reason only, and that is to speak the truth. That this angel arrives like a bolt of lightning, striking the stone, and the earth quakes again, and the tomb opens. It had quaked and shook when Jesus breathed his last. It quakes and shakes now as the tomb opens and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary arrive and the angel speaks truth. Tomb's already empty. The truth, you are looking for Jesus. The truth, he was crucified. The truth, he is not here. The truth, he has been raised. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. In fact, the tomb is empty and its contents are already out and wandering the gardens and traipsing through the countryside. Jesus indeed went outside to play. Go, the angel says. Meet him. He's gone on ahead of you. This is truth. Truth that you can make your decisions based upon. Truth that you can act upon in trust and faith. Truth that can direct your life from this point forward. This is truth. What is truth? You might ask, as Jesus was asked. Emily Dickinson said, "Tell all the truth." As she wrote those words, "Tell all the truth," we're reminded that Jesus says the whole truth will set you free. The bad news truth of Jesus' death, it shifts the earth and it slants the ground. It makes it difficult to stand. But that's not the whole truth. Broken families, childhood trauma, difficult health diagnoses, even the death of our loved ones, of our own fragile, mortal, perishable bodies, is not the whole truth. Angels bring the whole truth in Scripture. In Scripture, when the whole truth is going to be proclaimed, an angel shows up to proclaim it. For an angel, the word means messenger. And that messenger of God shows up with the whole truth in their lips. But there are no angels, not in any of the tellings on Good Friday. There are no angels there, because that is not the whole truth. The whole truth comes to those who wait. There is an angel at the tomb on Easter morning. whole truth gripped between their lips. This is the good news truth, that Jesus is alive. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. This good news truth shifts the earth again. There is another earthquake at its telling. The ground shakes and slants. And as it does not reset the earthquake that had come before. The slant from the earthquake at his dying does not get repositioned and rebalanced. It quakes again. It shifts the earth again. The truth is told, and the earth quakes as the angel speaks, and the ground is even more wild than before. It doesn't go back to the way it was, because the truth does not take us backward. The truth does not send us back, but sets us forward, pushes us onward. He's out there. He's playing out in the countryside. Go and meet him, the angel says. The ground shifts again and is slanted in yet a new way, but it's a new way that opens up divergent possibilities that we had no access nor even the imagination to comprehend before. The whole truth. Like the truth that's contained in the yes of one partner to their beloved who has asked them a question on bended knee. The truth in that yes opens up a new possibility for life committed and together. The whole truth, like in the news, we're pregnant. And the truth of a newborn's first breath and first cry in the world, change it, shift it, slant the ground, and make the earth a brand new place. A place it never was before because it never had you before. The whole truth knocks you sideways into a future that is so wide open that you can't even imagine it. And that truth is quaking the ground now. Can you feel it? It might seem steady and still, but the ground is shifting beneath your feet. And the brightness of what we cannot see, the truth once known will set you free. Know this truth. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Know this truth. Know this truth. The eyes of knowing faith view a vista of a world full of eternally new possibilities. So unlike any that had been previously imagined possible. For upon this slanted, quaking ground of this truth of Jesus' eternal kingdom, the impossible is now here. Joy roams free. Life is full and fulfilled. Love will not be stopped. Love breaks all limits. Love knows no bounds, for this is truth. And I am convinced, as Paul was, that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the truth of the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.